The following article was published in Great Health Guide in June 2017. Great Health Guide is a free monthly magazine for women and is available at www.greathealthguide.com.au. This article is entitled Helping Number One Child When Number Two Arrives and is written by Deb Hopper. Having a new baby arriving is a time of anticipation and expectation, but for older siblings, it can be a time of being unsettled. This can be seen in the older child by being more clingy, worried, having meltdowns, or behaviour difficulties. These emotional or behavioural difficulties are often signs that your older child is struggling with the idea of adjusting to having a new little person in the house. They may not be sure of their role or position in the family, or they may feel threatened that they won't get as much mummy or daddy time or attention as they used to. There are some key strategies that parents and grandparents can help implement before the new baby arrives to assist in the transition of a new baby arriving and the mental and practical adjustments that happen. Here are five key ideas to help make that transition to helping a newborn arrive home so that your toddler or older child is happier. Number one, involve your older child in the preparation before the birth. Help them to choose clothing or toys at the shop. Involve them in looking through catalogues, looking at prams or equipment, and talk to them in simple terms about the upcoming changes. For example, if you need to buy a new pram to accommodate the baby and toddler, talk to your toddler about why you need a new pram. This might sound like, we are looking for a new pram because when we go to the shop, we need to have a place for the baby to sleep and a place for you to sit. Look here, the baby would lie down here, and here is your very special new seat. Number two, if your toddler will be moving into a bigger bed to make way for the baby, plan the transition to the big bed a couple of months before the baby arrives. Make a big deal about moving into a big bed and celebrate this. Making the transition beforehand is so important that your toddler does not feel like the baby is pushing them out of their safe space or bed as soon as they arrive home. Number three, before the baby arrives, start having some special one-on-one mummy, daddy, or grandparent time or dates. Tell your toddler that these special times will happen now as well as after the new baby comes. You could put these events on a calendar so they can see them coming up. This helps the toddler to know that even though the baby is taking up lots of mum and dad's time, that they still have a special time planned for them too. Number four, buy your toddler a doll or teddy. This can be a special present from the new baby. Perhaps wrap it up nicely and the baby can give it to the toddler when they come to meet him or her. You can then use the doll or teddy for your toddler to look after when you are busy with the baby. They can pretend to feed, change their nappy and look after them. Number five, keep your toddler busy and involved in the little jobs that are helpful to you. This could include asking them to pass a cloth or wrap when you're feeding or dressing, helping to bath a baby, folding up baby's clothes, or carrying dirty clothes from the bathroom to the laundry. Toddlers love to please and love to be helpful, so keep them busy with little age-appropriate jobs and praise them for their help. Having a newborn and a toddler is quite a daunting phase and is a steep learning curve for parents as well as little children. Explain new things to your child. Keep a good weekly structure or routine with outings and make little pockets of time to connect regularly with your older child. Deb Hopper is an occupational therapist and is passionate about empowering parents and educators to understand the underlying reasons of why children struggle with their behaviour, self-esteem and sensory processing difficulties. Deb can be contacted via her website at www.lifeskillsforkids.com.au. That's www.lifeskills4kids.com.au. For more Great Health Guide articles, go to www.greathealthguide.com.au.